This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Tuesday, August 18th. Grab your coffee, because we've got water levels, wattage weirdness, and one seriously ambitious R project to get through. Let's go. First, the number everybody with a faucet is watching, Caraíso. The reservoir dropped another 7 centimeters, landing at 37.69 meters in that Ajustes band. That's 69 centimeters above the control line. At the current pace, we're looking at roughly 9.9 days of cushion. And here's the thing, that's actually a slowdown from where we were before, when Caraíso lost 6 centimeters overnight, sitting at 37.76 meters, about 12.7 days out. So, the drop is easing up a touch. But make no mistake, this is still a reservoir on a downward slide, and it's worth paying attention to every single day. Now, over in the power world, buckle up because this one's got some real head-scratcher energy. Power Expectations? Remember them? Swapped out one of its partner firms, Enchanted Rock, for a different company, Flotek Industries. Sounds like routine business shuffling, right? Except this happened without the fiscal board or PREPA even knowing about it. When the folks overseeing our power grid's finances and operations are left out of the loop on who's actually part of the plan, that's not a footnote. That's a flashing yellow light. We'll be watching to see what comes of this one. The Senate has revived scrutiny of contamination at the former petrochemical site in Peñuelas. This isn't new news that something's wrong there. It's a reminder that the old complex remains a major environmental concern, and lawmakers are putting fresh eyes on it. Communities living near a site like that deserve real answers, not just resolutions on paper. So consider this one a story to keep following closely. Okay, let's breathe a little and talk about something genuinely joyful. Puerto Rican artist Adames just dropped something wonderfully ambitious, a multidisciplinary project called Música para la Playa. We're talking an 11-track album, a short film, and a comic book, all woven together to tell one story across music, film, and pages. That's the kind of swing-for-the-fences creativity that makes you proud of this island's art scene. Go check it out. And finally, drought management has a new chapter, literally. The draft of Puerto Rico's new drought management protocol is now in the hands of Energy Czar Josue Colon. Given everything happening at Caraíso, the timing could not be more relevant. All eyes on what comes next. That's your 787 Daily for today. Read every one of these stories in full at 787daily.com. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for today. The piña colada was born in San Juan, and it's the island's official national drink. Cheers to that, mi gente.